It's Thursday, June 11th, AD 2026. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard on 140 radio stations and at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, a court in the African nation of Nigeria sentenced 4 Muslim men to death for killing dozens of Catholics. 4 years ago, the gunman attacked a Pentecost Sunday service at a Catholic church in southwest Nigeria. They killed 41 people, including children. Authorities determined that the armed men belonged to Al-Shabaab, an Islamic terrorist group. The massacre was the first terrorist attack on a church in southern Nigeria. According to Open Doors, Nigeria is the 7th most dangerous country worldwide for Christians. Proverbs 7 verses 14 and 16 says, "Behold, the wicked man conceives evil. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends." Authorities in Northern Ireland arrested a migrant from the African nation of Sudan on Tuesday. Police in Belfast accused him of carrying out a severe knife attack on a man in his 40s. People across the United Kingdom responded to the attempted beheading with protests. The victim was hospitalized with significant injuries to his face, neck, and back. Many UK citizens questioned their government's immigration policies, including Member of Parliament Rupert Lowe. In February, the lawmaker launched a national political party called Restore Britain. The party is devoted to ending mass immigration and also openly recognizes Britain's Christian heritage. In the United States, President Donald Trump signed the Secure America Act yesterday. The $70 billion package fully funds the Department of Homeland Security. The bill specifically covers U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection for the rest of President Trump's second term. Listen to comments from House Speaker Mike Johnson after Congress passed the bill.
The historic mandate that put President Trump in the White House and Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate is evidence of the fact that Democrats' defund the police agenda is wildly out of step with hardworking American families. After 4 long years of Democrat policies that opened the door to dangerous criminals and deadly drugs, Republicans are delivering on our promise to restore safe streets and secure our borders.
Inflation reached a 3-year high last month for American consumers. The cost of goods and services rose 4.2% in May compared to a year ago. Rising energy costs drove the inflation. Gasoline prices were up 40% from a year earlier. A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research suggests that the launch of the iPhone contributed to the declining fertility rates here in the United States. Apple introduced the iPhone in 2007. The U.S. general fertility rate has fallen by 22% since then. People have been spending more time on their smartphones and less time with each other. The study noted, quote, "Overall, the diffusion of the iPhone explains 33 to 52% of the decline in the general fertility rate among women aged 15 to 44, end quote. The Southern Baptist Convention affirmed its position yesterday that only men can serve as pastors. Over 70% of the denomination's representatives voted in favor of the Truth and Unity Amendment. The measure was sponsored by Albert Moeller Jr., the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. The amendment would require churches in the denomination to not appoint women as pastors, elders, or overseers. Listen to comments from Dr. Moeller.
This motion makes very clear that we affirm the historic Baptist understanding of the pastor, elder, overseer. The structure of the language I have brought goes all the way back to the 1689 Baptist Confession, where the office and function of the pastor are clearly delineated. This amendment makes very clear that a church in friendly cooperation with the Southern Baptist Convention doesn't have anyone other than a man as pastor in the office of pastor, and specifies on the functions of the pastor that the key central function of preaching the Word of God to the gathered assembly is limited to men by Scripture.
1 Timothy 3 verses 1 and 2 says, "If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, and able to teach." And finally, the animated film David reached the number one spot on Netflix for movies in the United States over the weekend. The Bible movie from Angel Studios officially premiered on the streaming service just last Wednesday.
I'm just a shepherd, but deep down, I know I can take on the world!
There is a darkness over the land. Our enemies will strike once more.
Imagine the biggest warrior you have ever seen.
Okay.
Now imagine somebody ate him.
Remember when I told you God had big plans for you?
You will serve us.
They may have been bigger than even I thought.
Christian music artist Phil Wickham voiced the adult David in the movie. Wickham told Crosswalk Headlines that the film is, quote, "full of the story of God and full of psalms and full of hallelujah and faith and hope. I think this movie will last decades. I think it will be something our grandkids watch," end quote. And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, June 11th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Subscribe for free by Spotify, Amazon Music, or by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Plus, you can get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
This has been a production of the Generations Media Network. For more information, go to generations.org/media.
Thanks for listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes. If you want to go deeper than the headlines and build a biblical worldview in your home, Generations has resources to help you anchor your family in truth, books, curriculum, and tools for every stage of life. And right now, listeners get 15% off any order with the code WV5. Just use WV and the number 5 at checkout at generations.org. Thanks for staying grounded in God's Word with us every day.